Why would somebody blackmail him? He was very open about his homosexuality.
Yes, but he kept that part of his life separate.
He paid for sex. The boys were working class, and some of them had criminal records. Some were drug addicts. They would come up to him in the street and say they needed money to pay the electric bill, and he would say, "Come by my house tonight." To the boys, it was a matter of sex for money. But Mario would often fall in love, and it made him vulnerable. He'd give them whatever they wanted, and what they always wanted was money. That's the kind of blackmail I'm thinking of. Gardine was concerned about the disposition of Stephanie's estate. 17 artists drew portraits of Mario, including Giorgio de Chirico. Mario told me he wanted all his paintings, his writings, and his collection of thousands of books to go to the Querini Stampaglia Foundation Museum. Gardine was especially worried about the fate of Stephanie's unpublished poetry. "He was always jotting down poems," said Gardine. "There have to be dozens of them in notebooks, on scraps of paper, finished, unfinished. To the untrained eye, they might not look like anything. They could get thrown away." It was assumed at first that Stephanie's heir would be his closest relative, a distant cousin who knew him only slightly. She had made his funeral arrangements and was the sole person allowed by the police to enter his apartment. But soon after his death, two nonprofit organizations came forward, both claiming that Stephanie had told them he had named them in his will as beneficiaries: a cancer research organization in Milan and the Waldensian Church in Venice. The Waldensian Church bequest was the more recent, and therefore it seemed to be the valid heir. A month later, however, a headline in the Gazzettino trumpeted, "The mystery of the third will." The police had found a third will in Stephanie's apartment, and it bore a later date than the other two. They would not reveal the identity of the beneficiary, except to say that it was someone not named in either of the two previous wills. There was one catch, however. This third will was only a photocopy, so it was not valid by itself. The original would have to be found. The public prosecutor said he would interrogate Stephanie's notary to determine whether the original copy of the will had been suppressed, hidden, or destroyed. The most surprising revelation in this news story was that Stephanie's estate included not only his house, but 6 rental apartments in Mestre and 2 magazzini in the Rialto. The total worth was more than $1 million. The next day, Stephanie's notary found the original of the third will stuck into a book of poems that Stephanie had given him several months earlier. He also found a 4th will in the book, dated a month later, which simply reiterated the terms of the third. The identity of the heir was still not divulged. The story took another unexpected turn 6 weeks later, with the surprising announcement that the heir was a 1-year-old girl. Stephanie had adored the child as if she were his daughter. According to the Gazzettino, Stephanie had made the girl's father his heir because the girl was a minor, and if he had left his estate in her name, the courts would have taken control until she was 18. Still, the names were not revealed. The girl's parents were described as working-class people who were amazed and incredulous at the bequest. This latest development mystified everyone who knew Stephanie, especially Albert Gardine. Toward the end of June, I was walking by his storefront and saw the top of his head behind a pile of hats. I went into the shop. "Have you found out anything more about the little girl?" I asked. "There is no little girl," he answered.
"What?"
"Mario left everything to a 32-year-old man. That's all it says in the will. No mention of a baby girl." "How did you find that out?" I asked. Gardine reached into a drawer and took out a single sheet of paper. It was a copy of Mario Stefani's third will. It was handwritten, as all Italian wills are required to be. The sole and universal heir was listed as Nicola Bernardi.